you know, trade the pool definitely offers an opportunity that really no other online platform I've seen offers. Honestly, you guys are the only people who I use it and trade with, you know, outside of my own account. But this flexibility and risk management that the trade pool has, you know, really has, you guys are my main go-to trading account for someone like me who's definitely a very active trader.
Amazing.
Pretty great. And I think I've said that to you multiple times about how much I just appreciate the services that you guys offer. So just want to say thank you.
You're listening to Trade the Pool on audio.
Welcome everybody to another Funded Trader of Trade the Pool. Today, a special guest is with me. You're all very familiar with him. We already did two interviews before that. Michael T is in the building. Thanks for coming, buddy.
Thank you for having me, Michael.
Yeah, for sure. For those of you not familiar with Michael, he's been with us for, I guess, more than a year, right?
Yeah. It's definitely been, probably about a year and a half, I think, at this point.
Yeah, around that. And you've been killing it. I mean, you've been funded for that long time, taking a strong amount of money. We'll see that in a second and talk about it, of course. And, you know, in the first interview and the second as well, we talked about how to become a funded trader and actually what got you to a place when you can get those payouts. And today I want to, of course, recap and, you know, just for the guys that missed it, the first two, and also hear from you what it's like to be a funded trader for a long time, trading together with Trade the Pool, and also making money in the market, simply as that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been an awesome ride for the whole year and a half that I've been with Trade the Pool. You know, Trade the Pool definitely offers an opportunity that really no other online platform I've seen offers. Honestly, you guys are the only people who I use it and trade with, you know, outside of, you know, maybe having my own account. But this flexibility and risk management that the Trade Pool has, you know, really has, you guys are my main go-to trading account for someone like me who's definitely a very active trader.
Amazing.
So it's been great. And I think I've said that to you multiple times about how much I just appreciate the services that you guys offer. So I just want to say thank you again.
That's great. And I appreciate that feedback for sure. Michael, you know, since you've been a trader for a while, you're trading on your own capital and our capital. Let's talk a little bit about that. You know, the differences. How do you go by when you trade in your own capital and when you trade in the funded trader account on Trade the Pool?
Sure. So I'll use, like I said, Trade the Pool is where I do most of my active trading. You know, I'm typically day trading long and short. And if you remember from our first conversation, you know, I do trade large cap and small caps, probably more focused on large caps. My personal account helps for swing trading, being able to swing trade bigger positions than I could with just the day trade funded account. It's kind of where I'll like sometimes just, you know, I'll add to a position a little bit through there. So I just kind of use that to like supplement how I'm like want to take a position sometimes through options, but it's preferable to not use options sometimes because of data decay and things like that. So, you know, even with all of that into consideration, I've definitely used Trade the Pool as my main focus.
As an active trader. And how long you been doing that?
How long have I been trading?
Trading in general, yeah.
About 13 years ago is when I placed my first trade in college. So it wasn't like I was actively trading then, but that's when I dipped my toes into the market and really started learning about everything. So it's been a long time.
And, you know, because you got the experience of in trading and also with us in Trade the Pool, would you recommend someone that you mentioned college, right? Would you recommend a guy in college that just want to start trading, doesn't have the experience that you have joining Trade the Pool and go through the process?
Yeah, I would 1,000,000% recommend it. I personally believe the best way to learn is to also get out there and actually trade. I mean, and the thing is, you don't have to go for the biggest account to be learning how to trade. Like, that's not what I would recommend, but you can get some skin in the game. You guys have a ton of educational resources to see, you know, what types of strategies other people are using. And I would really say that's the best place to start. Like, anything that I do, I have not reinvented the wheel in any capacity. I mean, yeah, sure, there's certain trades that, you know, I might trade a certain way based on experience, but a lot of it pretty much all stems from, you know, like from other people and a lot of different resources out there.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess to add on top of what you just mentioned, you know, when you first start with Tradepool, I always say that go for the 5K account, you know, you don't have to go for the bigger accounts. Only when you prove yourself and you know what you're doing, then go and try the evaluation, the 100K evaluation or the 200 as you trade on. But at first, just go with the 5K. Prove that you know what you're doing, and it will be easier for you as well, and you won't spend more than $47 actually on the evaluation. Before we'll jump into your dashboard and I'll show the guys at home your progress and everything, tell us a little bit about, you know, your trading journey from the first trade, as you mentioned, in college, all the way to that point. What are the peaks or the peaks or the apex that you saw that got you into that level?
Yeah, absolutely. So I placed my first trade that I ever took in college. I ended up buying some S&P 500, an S&P ETF that paid dividends. I went to school for finance and economics, and I had a professor. They were like, open up a Roth IRA, you're going to be able to start compounding money. And I was working a job in college, so that made me open up that account. And after like 2 weeks, I was up $10. I was like, okay, I mean, you know, that's not terrible for not that much money in 2 weeks of just being a broke college student at the time. But I was like, let me see what else is out there. And this was actually when there was the legalization of marijuana was happening in the United States. And there were some weed penny stocks. And it specifically was the ticker that my roommate, he was actually also a finance major. And we had watched just some documentary on Netflix about just like how that specific industry was going to take off. And we got kind of lucky with the timing where, you know, I put $7,000 in it, what I'd saved up in college. And the thing just went parabolic and up like 700% or something. And I ended up making profiting like $40,000 off of that. And what was crazy too is we knew that it was a pump and dump because we just from like reading articles and stuff, you see like all these crappy companies that are not known about. And I mean, the company probably makes money these days, but their stock is still way lower. So we ended up selling at pretty much like the shorter medium term top. And I mean, pretty much from that, I've been hooked in just, you know, working very consistently to learn how to trade and to improve and try to treat it as like a business and a skill set. So that was in college. And then I actually went to go and trade full time at a prop firm after I graduated college and ended up giving back pretty much all of that profit, mostly due to just like living expenses and rent and things like that, not necessarily by getting destroyed in the market. So I had to go and reset and essentially restart over after I had already, you know, learned a bunch of knowledge from trading at a prop firm and everything like that. And that, I mean, that was a long time ago. And then I actually pretty much had another cycle of having success and the market changing and giving back some of that profit as well. And I ended up leaving my job during COVID to go and trade full time again, and had to once again go back and get a job. So I do currently work full time while trading now, and I'm definitely in a good place where it's not like I need to force myself to, you know, trade full time Whereas, you know, I think that's probably preferable because it also allows me to be more patient on trading. I don't have to worry about my bills and everything like that. So it's been a definitely been a long cycle of, you know, learning, getting a little bit better, making some progress, and then, you know, having some difficulties, but ultimately learning from that to get to the point that I am now.
Yeah, what you say is gold, because, you know, first of all, when you're trading, only trading, it's a different mindset, right? Because if you're focusing on trading and actually you need to pay your bills from trading and all, it definitely affects your mind and will be much tougher to produce profits and focus on trading when you have in mind that, you know, I got to make money in order to pay the rent. So for those of you guys who want to do only that, think twice, because you can make money like Michael just doing, and you can continue with a job half, you know, part-time or full-time, but then you have the focus, like clear focus on trading, because on literally the execution, the performance, and not really about the money aspect of trading, if that makes sense. You know, myself, I've been trading for many, many years, and I had a time like four years when I only traded and focused on that, and it was great, but I was younger. And eventually you need to find, it's great that you will have more incomes besides trading. So this is a great thing to consider for those of you guys joining, you know, trading or been trading for a few months or even a few years. And second thing, you know, you have your full time, as you said, you still have enough time to trade with us, and you're making roughly $7K a month from Tradepool. So that's pretty strong. I mean, a lot of the times you watch YouTube and you will see a bunch of guys riding or driving a Ferrari, right? Or Lamborghini. And you think they got millions of dollars. 99% is a lie, of course, and just fake gurus. And even so, it doesn't mean that when coming into trading, it doesn't mean that you need to be the Kobe Bryant of trading, right? You can be second best player or even a third or fifth, make money and continue to do what you do. I mean, most of us will be much more than happy to make $7,000 a month, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, once you start doing that, that can eventually compound as well, where the money that can be life-changing money doesn't have to be Ferrari money necessarily either. Like, I want to shout out two of my friends who I trade with, Nick and Phil. They, you know, they actually both trade full-time at this point. But, you know, my one friend, he was able to buy a pool service business that he runs and manages, where he has people working for him, which helps, you know, supplement being able to pay the bills and have a family and trade. And he was able to, you know, leverage into having multiple streams of income through trading. And that, you know, that's kind of an example of something that is a goal of mine long term, is to, you know, like, I work as an accountant currently, and my goal would be one day, you know, have my own clients where, you know, instead of me having to work 40, 50 hours a week, you know, chained to the desk, you know, if I could be able to use that skill set to make more per hour and work 20, 30 hours a week, or work like more during tax season and get that flexibility. That's actually really what drew me to trading in the first place, was that, you know, potential freedom of time and all of that. So I think that's way more valuable than any car or, you know, big house in general.
Yeah, for sure. So Michael, let's jump into the hub. For those of you not familiar, each trader gets his own hub, and you can track your stats and progress and see where you're at. Let's start with the hub, and then we'll go to some of the performance. So first of all, okay, this is it. This is your funded account, basically $200,000 buying power. That's a nice chunk of capital to work with. You needed to reach a certain target. So once you're in the funded stage, every 10% that you will make will get you to the next stage, which is more buying power and more trading allowance, a daily allowance, a daily pause that will stop you, and some risk parameters that you did it beautifully. Look at the chart here, guys, and this is a very important one. You know, you had a rough start or like a choppy one, dropped down, and then started to build yourself up, right? Tell us a little bit about this movement.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sometimes for me, it depends on what types of opportunities are out there in the market. Even though, you know, I trade mostly large caps, like during the next few weeks specifically here, market, even though we're kind of at all-time highs, has definitely been a little sideways and shopping around. So during times like that, if I'm trading breakouts, it's going to be a little more difficult to make some progress. And that's where I might try to trade some different types of strategies. But even with that being the case, there will be times where, you know, maybe there are some setups that I'm looking at and just kind of go back a bit. And I mean, like CRW being the best stock on my list there, that, you know, I think that's a good example of just try to focus on some of the strongest stocks out there, which is definitely a big part of what I try to do on a daily basis. CRWB, it has been up 300% in 2 months. It's had a few really big days percentage wise where it's been up like 20% or something like that. And not that I caught the whole move of any one thing like that, but you know, you can still a 10% move on, you know, $100,000 to $150,000 buying power out is still definitely, yeah, you know, leaves a lot of room for some solid gains there. And then recently I've been trading this HIMS, HIMS, which has kind of been one of the strongest stocks that ended up not working out. And they had some news yesterday where it gapped down like 30% because they were no longer allowed to, their supplier of their like online Ozempic drug said that they're not going to supply them anymore. So even though that ended up tanking a lot, my trade pool account actually saved me in that position specifically because of the risk parameters. So I had a swing on and it exited my position pre-market while I was still sleeping when the news came out. Because of how much it sold off pre-market. So I probably would have lost another like $15,000 if the trade pool risk parameters were not there. So that's one thing that I definitely appreciate about trade pool is, you know, just being able to have that technology in there to, you know, liquidate your positions and allow you to kind of reset.
For sure. And I mean, I'm looking at your trades, and as you mentioned as well, you are trading large cap, but you can easily see some small caps. So let's talk a little bit about that. And I have one more thing I want to add after that.
Sure.
About your quantity. Tell me, I mean, most of our traders will go either this side or the other, right? They will trade small caps or we'll go to the large cap, but you're actually mixing them both. So tell me a little bit about that. Why you do that and what the difference is that you see, the way you act when you trade in small cap compared to the large cap?
Sure. So I like trading small caps and large caps because I just think that opens me up to a bigger set of potential opportunities out there in the market. You know, like during the past 3-4 weeks when the regular market has been choppy, there definitely still has been a few small cap trades here or there at the very least, where something like that might be more in play when the general market is not in play. So I think by being open to those different types of opportunities, you're allowing yourself to, you know, find higher quality trades when certain trading setups might not really be the best time for it. So I think you're looking at APLD, which I think is a good example based on your question, because in APLD, I have traded a breakout in that stock. So, you know, I've traded a breakout in both large cap stock and small cap stock. And, You know, they're pretty similar as far as the actual setup, but there are some differences. Like a large cap stock, the bigger the stock, like it might take longer for a breakout or something to happen, where I might look for a leg year consolidation. Whereas on a stock like APLD, because it has a lower float, it moves more on a percentage basis. So sometimes smaller cap stocks, they might not need as lengthy of a consolidation for me to be willing to take breakouts. Like there might be a move and then a flag, where if it was, you know, like Apple or something, maybe I would want to see a little more consolidation. But if it's a small cap stock, I'm willing to actually, you know, be a little more aggressive in taking that breakout. And I think there was a news catalyst on the first day that I traded APLD when it actually broke out. So that was also another reason why I was looking at it. And again, that's a small cap stock with a news catalyst that put it in play. Whereas, you know, maybe there wasn't a large cap stock that was in play on that day, which allowed me to do that. And then there were at least two different opportunities in APLD that I remember. Like there was a pullback buy on the daily chart that was pretty decent that it ended up failing in the end, but I was still able to get some profit off and have that be a small win. So yeah, just want to keep an eye on all the opportunities and just let the stock show me if there's going to be specific trades out there. And that's what I try to recommend to people, because I think it's worth it. And I guess last note on that is it's kind of like having a job and not needing to trade every day. And by having, you know, different types of trades, or at least being able to trade large caps and small caps, I don't have to trade small caps every day either. I do better when I don't, because sometimes there might just be something gapping up, but if it doesn't fit everything that I'm looking for, and by not having to trade that because I'm either going to work, going to the office, or working home, or trading large cap stocks, has allowed me to have better success specifically on small caps.
That's amazing. I'm sure the guys that just listened, I mean, guys at home, listen to this, because once you open yourself up, you can actually add more opportunities. As traders, we're looking for opportunities. And if you can trade large cap and small cap, you know, you're winning. And so that's amazing. I'll go back to your chart and just talk a little bit about that. This is something that I really love to see on when it comes to your performance. You're not going crazy with the buying power, right? Although you have $200,000 of buying power, you use it wisely. I mean, you can easily see your top quantity is 3,000, and in most cases, it's around 1,000. And I see guys that taking the 200,000 and just trying to hit a home run, taking 10,000 shares, 15, 30,000 shares, which is a lot. You don't really need so many shares in order to make profit. And you can easily see it here on Michael's account. 1,000 shares will be more than enough, and it will also keep you consistent. And I think this is one thing that really separates you, Michael, from guys that been funded, even got their payout, but after a few months, they will blow up, right? Comparing to you that you stick into it and continue to trade, it's the fact that you're always looking for that consistency. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I think you made a great point, because when in the past, if I'm trying to go really heavy on a setup that I like, that's like skewed too big in the, you know, sizing direction, I end up trading it worse, because I might even in that trade get, you know, an initial move or something that I could take some profit, and, you know, the trade could have been a green trade. But, you know, when I start trading too big of size, that's where you get emotional. You're like, oh, well, if this trade is so good and I'm going to risk, you know, this much money on it, then I might as well just like hold and be extra greedy. And then that's where things happen to turn around, and, you know, you end up taking a bigger loss when it could have been a green trade. And then you're like, oh, then you start fighting the fact that you know, you want to make back that loss that you made, and that's where you start to go down that negative feedback cycle. So I definitely trade the best when I have, you know, some things I will take with more risk than others, but when I can do a good job of just keeping that within a band of, you know, maybe like risking $1, $2, or $3, let's say, I think is like best way to simplify it. Occasionally I'll want to risk a little bit more, but yeah, I think I definitely trade the most consistently that way.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to jump back to the screen and show the guys some of the numbers. So your total payout will be 75,000, and this is roughly a year, right? So it's almost $7,000 every single month. That's incredible. You got the payout. Last payouts is 19,000, 7,025. So you got great numbers here. And again, that's beautiful because you still do what you do and continue to trade. You got literally no risk at this moment, that you're not risking your capital. You have enough buying power to trade, and that's a win-win for all of us in that case. So again, congrats on that beautiful trading.
Thank you.
For sure. All righty. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I've actually made a little more than my day job in the past year trading, but just from the payouts trading with you guys. So it's been awesome to, you know, be able to do both of them at the same time.
Amazing, Michael. So I guess that's it. Guys that want to check us out, obviously go to tradepool.com and also check out the first two interviews with Michael. We talked about building a buffer, a cushion in order to keep yourself in the game, and other tips and advices from Michael. Again, Michael, thanks so much for coming, buddy.
Michael, maybe I'll see you in Miami if you guys do that meetup, so let me know.
For sure. And we'll probably meet again on the next payout.
Sounds good. Have a good one. Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Trade the Pool on audio. Visit us at tradethepool.com and see if you have what it takes to become a funded trader. That's www.tradethepool.com.